This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفلا يتدبرون القرآن أم على قلوب أقفالها بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, meaning may the peace, mercy and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon all of you. Once again, welcome to our program, Why Hajj? A very relevant series of episodes that we are sharing with you in this very significant time. My dear brothers and sisters, one of the beauties of Islam is that it invites people to ponder on the things that they do. The glorious Quran invites people to think. Quran is the book for those who think, who ponder, who reflect, so that this reflection can lead a person to action. There are things to ponder during Hajj, and this is what we are going to discuss in this episode. Things to ponder during Hajj. Our journey of Hajj would become merely a ritualistic journey if we do not ponder over the things, derive the lessons from it, and if you don't learn it, don't practice it, it would merely become the ritualistic journey, and which is not the goal of Hajj, my dear brothers and sisters. When you go for Hajj, the pilgrimage, a journey of lifetime, you need to make sure that there are things. When you perform Hajj, you need to ponder on them. There are things that when you ponder, it will boost your iman. It will remind you. It will put you to action. It will make you obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will help you to elevate your personality. And it will help you to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what are those things that we need to ponder during Hajj? Number one, the Kaaba itself. You have to look this point in a different angle. Just apart from doing, you know, worship and doing tawaf and the rest in Kaaba, just stay for a moment and reflect upon the Kaaba. That this is the first house of Allah built for His worship. This is the house which is always blessed. This is the house, my dear brothers and sisters, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His mercy. This is the house which is absolutely pure. This is the house, Al-Kaaba, my dear brothers and sisters, which is free from impurity, which is free from shirk, which is free from wrong things. You see, when you go to perform Hajj, ponder over Al-Kaaba itself, and you will see the purity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told for you. When you see Al-Kaaba, the people rounding for tawaf, and the people, some people, they're praying, some people, They are reading Quran. Some people reflecting. Some people making dua. Some people seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, this is totally a very impactful lesson for us. So first and foremost, things to ponder, my dear brothers and sisters, that you need to reflect upon, you need to think and ponder over, is Al-Kaaba itself. The second thing that you need to ponder over is Hajr-e Aswad, which is attached to Al-Kaaba. Hajr-e Aswad, you need to remember this, my dear brothers and sisters. You need to understand that the eagerness, the excitement, the interest and the enthusiasm that the Muslims have in order to kiss and touch it. Why is it so? What is so important about it? You see, the most important for a Muslim is to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's statement is notable in this regard. He said, I know for a fact that this stone, you, Hajr-e Aswad, cannot harm or benefit me. I seek no benefit, no harm from this stone. But I do so because I have seen. I touch it, I kiss it, because I have seen my prophets doing so. Otherwise, there is no point of doing it. So for us, it is important that we kiss and touch it. Not with a belief that it will harm or it will help us. No. Because it is the Prophet's command and the sunnah of the Prophet, we need to do so. And we need to understand and ponder over Hajr-e Aswad. That it was sent from Jannah. It's a stone, a symbol from Jannah. My dear brothers and sisters, it was sent pure as white, but the sins of Adam made it black. You see, these are the things when you ponder, you try to refrain from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will be eager to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. So the second thing that you need to ponder during the time of Hajj is Hajr-e Aswad. The third thing to ponder during Hajj, my dear brothers and sisters, is Tawaf and Sa'i. Tawaf is circling around the Kaaba, circumambulating the seven rounds that a person does, that a Muslim does, starting from Hajr-e Aswad and ending there itself for seven rounds. He goes around and he tries to do what? You need to stay and think over it. Don't just do it and then move. No. Don't be in rush. If you really want to get real fruit from it, ponder over it. And understand that there is no act in Islam which hasn't got a benefit. Every act is meaningful. Every act in Islam is fruitful. And every action in Hajj has a beautiful lesson in it. So you need to ponder over these lessons. Tawaf, it helps us understand that all the people, they go and circumambulate the Kaaba, signifies one thing, that there is no God, there is no deity worthy to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the people are there to celebrate the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To declare, my dear brothers and sisters, the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To declare that there is none who is worthy of worship except Allah. To declare that Allah is one and unique in His existence. To declare that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and unique in His lordship. To declare that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and unique in His names and attributes. To declare that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and unique in His divinity and worship. And to declare that there is no deity, there is no one, no power, no authority, no owner who associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This comes only when you ponder, when you think, when you reflect. As I told you, don't do ibadah as a checklist. No. Every ibadah that you do, you should do it so that Allah will be pleased by you. Every ibadah that you do, you should have an objective, an underlying objective, that you should get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't do ibadah as a checklist. Okay, I have done 7 rounds of tawaf, and then I have to go sa'i, and then I have to do this and that. No! Make meaning to your ibadah. So ponder on tawaf, and ponder on sa'i. When you ponder on sa'i, my dear brothers and sisters, remember the struggle that Hajra did, the wife of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the mother of Ismail alayhi salam. What struggle that she did. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this act of the struggle so much so that He made it as a sunnah, as a way of all the people to practice till the last day. Subhanallah. This is the lesson that you get when you only ponder. Ponder over sa'i. When you go the round trip, starting from Safa to Marwa and Marwa to Safa, don't just wander around. No. Apart from making istighfar, apart from making dua and the rest, you need to ponder why all these things are happening. There is a background attached to it. Allah loved someone and his act and her act, that He made this as a ibadah, as a worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember that these acts are done to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these acts reminds us about the struggle of the people of the past. Their struggle was meaningful because they knew the reward that they will get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never unjust in the least degree. He will never leave His beloved people. My dear brothers and sisters, ponder over tawaf and sa'i. And the last thing that you need to ponder over is Zamzam water. Is Zamzam water. When you drink, don't just gulp it out. No. When you drink, think that it is the miraculous water. It is the water that came as a help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Hajra alayhi salam. It came as a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It came as a sustenance, as a provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ponder over this. When you drink, drink it with that sense. Drink it with that feeling. Drink it with that experience so that you may understand the importance of it. Dear brothers and sisters, I would like to end this episode with an ayah with which I began. From Surah Muhammad, Surah number 47, Ayah number 24, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَّبَرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ Do they not ponder over the Qur'an? Do they not read Qur'an with care? Do they not understand Qur'an? أَمَّ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا Or their hearts are locked upon? Ponder the things during Hajj. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ